But I don't think it's surprising that Dublin is actually up there in this survey as one of the most expensive. But I've been saying this for quite a while now, that it's as expensive to build down in the west of Ireland at the moment as well, and down in our region here as well. You know, we are seeing a big scarcity of skilled labour. I think there's up to 80% of shortages of skilled labour compared to a good number of years ago. But material costs are huge as well. And I've been saying this for quite a while. If we don't do something about material costs, young couples and people aren't going to be able to build their own house, and they're not going to be able to get on the housing ladder, for want of a better word. And it's a huge problem at the moment that we're facing. And it needs to be dealt with, because it is simply no cheaper to build down here than it is across Dublin and across the East Coast.
And you mentioned those, more and more people are maybe angling towards, as you mentioned, getting onto that housing ladder and to own, to build their first home, to set up and to live in the towns and villages that they grew up.
Most people, that's what most people want. Most people want to own their own home. They don't want to be paying huge rents. And again, you know, we have a shortage of housing for renting, but people don't want to be paying huge rents. They want to be able to build their own home, they want to be able to own their own home, and they want to be able to come to the towns and villages that they grew up in themselves, to make a home for themselves there, to send their children to the schools, their schools, to send their children to the clubs that they grew up in themselves. And that's where they feel safe. And where people feel safe, we should be able to accommodate them, and we should be doing everything we can as a country and as a government and as departments to accommodate them and to make them feel safe. And I think that this is huge at the moment. Like, we are looking at material costs down here at this side, this part of the country, and that's the big issue at the moment. We have skilled labour, albeit we need more, but we still have very good skilled tradesmen down in the west of Ireland at the moment, and even locally here in Sligo where we are. But something needs to be done about material costs.